This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Why don't we get some headlines, Dawn? What's up? Yeah. How are things?
So the only televised debate before next Tuesday's Democratic primary election for Philadelphia mayor challengers Ellen Butkovitz, State Senator Anthony Williams, ganging up on Mayor Jim Kenney for most of that debate, really criticizing his record on crime, poverty, gentrification, and the new school board and taxes. So ganging up on him.
They were ganging up?
Yeah,
poor guy.
Ganging up.
Oh, poor Mayor Kenney. Does he need a safe space, Dawn?
He needs, yeah, he does. Verizon offering a $10,000 reward to catch a serial saboteur. So the suspect is intentionally damaging, cutting off those Verizon Fios cables. So this is denying service to thousands of homes and businesses, even cutting off 911. $10,000 reward. Cory Booker taking another step toward making gun control.
Wait, I'm sorry, who?
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker.
Can you please use his appropriate title, Dawn? It's rude if you don't. It's not respectful.
Tears of Rage.
Count Grandstangelus Spartacus Booker and the Tears of Rage Band. Okay, that is his official title.
The closest I'll probably ever have in my life to an I Am Spartacus moment.
Do you know how he reacts if people don't give him the proper title that he's earned?
See, I apologize.
I have Tears of Rage.
It's very upset, Dawn. Very upset.
So he's one of more than 20 Democrats running for the White House. Today, he's proposing legislation limiting access to guns for people whose families fear that they're thinking about suicide, about killing themselves. So this is he wants to make gun control his signature issue in
so
the presidential race.
Can't you just then kill yourself with something else?
Mm-hmm.
Like a garbage disposal?
Oh, stop.
Does that really solve the problem? It doesn't seem to me that solves the problem, Dawn.
Yeah, it's just like
I am told this is a garbage disposal.
Dawn, there was a lot of killing in Game of Thrones and not one person had a gun.
That's a good point.
Right? That not one person in that entire 8 seasons had a gun.
That's very true.
So I don't know if that really solves the issue.
Guns and sharp objects.
Right, got to ban sharp objects too.
Okay, so the CDC
says... Also spoiled food, because that could kill you, right?
Oh, that's true.
Do you know that Dawn... Let me tell you about Dawn Stensland, all right?
Oh, no.
So Dawn does not allow anything in her fridge that is within a week of the expiration date.
Or our fridge.
But I mean by within a week, I mean if a week before the expiration date, it gets thrown out. Am I right, Dawn? So if the expiration date is June 1st, it's already been thrown out in her house.
It's done.
That's what... I mean, because why, Dawn? It could kill, right?
You know, it's close.
Count Grandstangelus should propose a ban on spoiled food.
I would support that.
There you go.
Got to watch those expiration dates.
I agree.
So let's talk about dirty diapers. CDC says 90% of all fathers change diapers. I don't know. Did you change Patrick and Baby Claire?
Of course I did.
All right.
I still change Baby Claire when she needs it.
So 90% of fathers change diapers, which is why State Senator Anthony Bucco in New Jersey proposing a law to require baby changing stations in men's and women's restrooms.
Oh, freedom!
Sorry, what law is this now they want?
A dirty diaper changing law.
So all these years now, we have survived as a society figuring out how to change diapers. Now we need another law to mandate that places of business have diaper changing stations in the men's room. How did we survive, Dawn? How did we get here as a society without this law?
Well, State Senator Bucco says this is helpful and healthy for all parents and families. They should have equality.
Equality. You know what? Let me tell you why Senator Bucco is now my least favorite senator. Because the best excuse ever as a dad, there's no changing table in the men's room, which I use so many times. I can't tell you how many times you'd be at a restaurant or something like that. I know he is.
Oops,
and
no
I know
baby.
Him too. And I'm sending him a note after the show. What are you doing, man? You're killing me.
Okay, I've got news for you.
What?
Those baby changing stations are the worst. Because they could have dysentery on them. People don't wipe them down.
Dysentery? Do you know what started the plague, the black plague? Yep. People think it was mice. It was changing tables. Wiped out half of Europe.
See? So don't use those.
When Dawn walks into a public bathroom, she's accompanied by a hazmat team. And they scrub it down. It's like when you see in the movie where they had Ebola in a village. It's like that.
Yep.
With just a standard public restroom.
See?
There'd be so many times we'd be out to dinner and, you know, Patrick was a little baby or something, and I'd say to Bridget, you know what? Damn it, no changing table in the men's room.
Darn.
Oops, what are you going to do? Now this guy wants to ruin that for all the dads out there. That's See? Our excuse.
Excuse at restaurants. Let's talk about food. Burger King and Domino's. Burger King is starting to deliver. Have you heard about this? The fast food chain testing a program to deliver food to motorists stuck in traffic.
Oh, I love that idea.
It's called the Traffic Jam Whopper.
That is brilliant.
So you place the order on the Burger King app, and the order is delivered via motorcycle. The Traffic Jam Whopper service changes locations depending on where real-time traffic data, like Waze, shows the worst traffic.
That's brilliant. See? I love it. Why didn't we think of that?
I know. And Domino's, you're going to love this. Domino's is delivering Hawaiian spaghetti pizza.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
Complete with canned pasta, pineapple chunks, and glazed ham.
That's disgusting. First of all, let me just explain something. Number one, never order Domino's. We live in the greatest part of the country for pizza. There is no reason you should ever order those freaking chains, ever.
Yeah, that's ever. Pizzadelphia we got coming up.
We got Pizzadelphia, and Domino's will not be there. But great, hardworking mom and pop pizzerias will be there.
Delicious.
There is no reason to order Domino's. That's number one. Number two, if you put pineapple on a pizza, in my opinion, you should be excommunicated from this country.
What about glazed ham? Ham.
No, ham does not belong on a pizza. Ham belongs on a Thanksgiving Day table. Dawn, I don't support many laws. I do support this law, the ban on pineapple pizza and in all forms. In all forms, Dawn.
Okay, for people just tuning in who might not know Zioli, you actually have a pizza oven.
I
like
do.
A brick, like the real deal.
I have a wood-burning pizza oven in my backyard. It was my dream. I saved up for it. I started filling in on Talk Radio 1210 back in 2010. When my buddy Dr. Maz, Dr. Anthony Mazzarelli, who's like a brother to me, helped me break into radio. And over the years, I kept saving up for when I get my first radio contract, which took years. And the first one wasn't much money. So I kept saving and I kept saving. And then finally, when I got Afternoon Drive, I was able to pull the trigger and buy it. So, and by buy it,
pizza.
I mean I stole it from a little Italian guy down the block who said, Scusi, eh? It's a Maya wood burning stove, eh? Scusi.
So Zioli knows pizza.
I had Lou from Garden State Earthworks. He and his dad came to my house to help me prop it up onto the cinder blocks.
Oh, my gosh.
And so these guys, they were out there, Lou Vargo and his dad, Mr. Vargo Sr., they're helping this 2,500 pounds, this pizza oven. My carbon footprint is higher than Al Gore's with this oven. I burn coal in it, whatever I do. Yeah, beautiful. It's beautiful.
So Zioli knows pizza and history. On this day in history, 1787, delegates gathering where? In Philadelphia to draw up the Constitution. Also on this day, 1998, Seinfeld's finale, two-part episode, aired with 76.3 million viewers.
Did you like the last episode of Seinfeld?
No.
No? No, did you?
No.
No, nobody did.
No, it was
nobody
low energy.
Did. They felt like they called it in. Did you like the Constitutional Convention?
Oh yeah, that was a. They're still talking about that.
I've actually read the transcripts from the Constitutional Convention. I've seen every Seinfeld, and I've read the Constitutional Convention transcripts. Very much Seinfeld references going on back then. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I remember one time, I believe it was James Madison, who stood up and said, "What's the deal with the king? Why do we have a king anyway? That's how we got the presidency. You know that?
I love it.
True story.
Eyewitness.
What's with this cruel and unusual punishment? I don't want to be cruelly unusually punished, do you? Basically, Seinfeld dictated the Constitutional Convention.
See?
Little known fact of history.
Well, this weather feels like torture.
What's with this tar and feathering? I don't know about you, but I find it's an inhumane use of feathers.
Why is it
that we have to draw and carriage our enemies? Sorry.
Seinfeld
Constitutional Convention.
It writes itself.
What's the deal with this free press? Do we really need a free press? Are we trying to buy the press? What does it have to be free for? I don't understand. Sorry.
I love this. This should be a daily bit.
We could do something with this.
You could.
All men are created
equal. What's that?
All men are created equal.
Yeah, what's the deal? All men are created equal. Believe me, I've seen people at the gym. They're not all equal.
Zioli 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.